The Lesson of a Tree. I should not take either the biggest or the most picturesque tree to illustrate it. Here is one of my favorites now before me, a fine yellow poplar, quite straight, perhaps 90 feet high, and 4 thick at the butt. How strong, vital, enduring! How dumbly eloquent! What suggestions of imperturbability and being, as against the human trait of mere seeming! Then the qualities, almost emotional, palpably artistic, heroic, of a tree. So innocent and harmless, yet so savage. It is, yet says nothing. How it rebukes, by its tough and equable serenity, all weathers, this gusty-tempered little whiffet man that runs indoors at a mite of rain or snow. Science, or rather halfway science, scoffs at reminiscence of dryad and hamadryad, and of trees speaking. But if they don't, they do as well as most speaking, writing, poetry, sermons, or rather, they do a great deal better. I should say indeed that those old dryad reminiscences are quite as true as any, and profounder than most reminiscences we get. Cut this out, as the quack mediciners say, and keep by you. Go and sit in a grove or woods with one or more of those voiceless companions and read the foregoing and think. One lesson from affiliating a tree, perhaps the greatest moral lesson anyhow from earth, rocks, animals, is that same lesson of inherency, of what is, without the least regard to what the looker on, the critic, supposes or says, or whether he likes or dislikes. What worse, what more general malady pervades each and all of us, our literature, education, attitude toward each other, even toward ourselves, than a morbid trouble about seems, generally temporarily seems too, and no trouble at all, or hardly any, about the same slow-growing, perennial, real parts of character, books, friendship, marriage, humanity's invisible foundations and hold together.